Florida held a clemency board meeting Wednesday for 70 of the 13,000 felons seeking to have their rights restored. Commissioner Nikki Fried is a member of the board and says the process has gotten worse since being ruled unconstitutional in 2018. I'm Blaze Ganey. In the 2018 case, the entire clemency process was under question. It requires felons to submit requests and plead for a pardon from the governor and cabinet. But it's the governor who wields the most power. Without his approval, no one can receive their rights. Fried says Governor Ron DeSantis has made it even more difficult.
There's a condition that the governor has added, and that's that you, if there is somebody's outstanding fines and fees, just kind of like they did in the legislation, the governor makes it as a condition to receive your pardon and to receive your rights back.
Fried says the process is still slowly moving. Last year, Florida voters approved a constitutional amendment restoring the right to vote to most felons, but they still have to get other rights restored by the clemency board.